counting of votes for the constituency of Sligo Leitrim will take place in a former chapel here. It's known as the Canis Major, located on the grounds of the Clayton Hotel in Sligo. Just now, inside that building, about 50 counters are getting ready to open 220 ballot boxes. That number is made up of 114 from Sligo, 64 from Leitrim, 14 from South Donegal and 28 from West Cavan. Once the boxes are opened and the tally people start their number crunching, a trend is expected to quickly emerge, although in the end, it's the national result that ultimately matters. Counting is expected to be swift. Unlike a general election where there's lists of candidates with all the complexities of transfers, there should only be one of two answers, yes or no, on all the X-marked ballot papers in this contest. One of the many interesting aspects of the outcome of this referendum will be to see how it compares to the results of the same-sex marriage referendum, in which every constituency except Roscommon South Leitrim voted yes, although it was particularly close in Donegal South West and in Cavan Monaghan. For now, as to how people voted in yesterday's referendum here in Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal and West Cavan, all's about to be revealed over the coming few hours. Harry Keeney for Ocean FM News, at the Sligo Leitrim Constituency Count Centre at the Clayton Hotel in Sligo.